Fullerton Investment Views, Quarterly Report, Q3 2026. Keep calm and carry on with discipline. Executive summary. For the next 12 months, Fullerton is positive on global risk assets, driven by equities across Asia, that is Singapore, South Korea, Taiwan, and China, and developed markets, that is U.S., Japan, and Germany, with a positive outlook for fixed income returns. Investors across global risk assets have been rewarded with very strong returns for a few years running, and many equity markets are now experiencing some derating forces as returns are tracking much lower than earnings performance. Not surprisingly, as the cycle matures and given the stellar performance this year, expectations for earnings growth in 2027 is generally weaker than 2026, especially across Asia. Against this backdrop, where risk asset returns may be slowing and normalizing, investment uncertainty has also increased, with bubble and crash fears rising, especially surrounding IT-linked investments. While equity returns remain positive year to date from most global IT sectors, the correction from the high around June was painful and drove a significant fall in risk appetite. Inflation worries returning, given the ongoing pressure on energy prices from the war in the Middle East. Investors still have no clarity on when the war will end, and bouts of volatility could strike back at any time. Excess liquidity for investment purposes has become tighter than otherwise, because strong economic activity is sucking up funding, while global real yields are higher. Monetary conditions are tighter across Asia, and the U.S. dollar is supported. Given all these factors, the danger is that investors' risk appetite may collapse and drive a sharp fall in investment returns over the year ahead. In this Q3 Fullerton Investment View, we are downgrading our year-ahead outlook from bullish to positive for equities, but we remain confident on the prospect of a soft landing unfolding for investment returns. This is because global exceptionalism remains supported by the robust fundamentals of strong growth, productivity, consumption, investment, and trade. Driven by sustained investment and productivity gains, disinflation should return as oil prices eventually correct, and inflation can be sufficiently contained for a favorable investment environment. It is also especially constructive that the excess liquidity available for investing may be holding up as the change in U.S. money growth, that is the delta, has improved. This is at the same time as G4 government stimulus remains supportive, and there is still significant cash on the global sidelines yet to be invested. In addition, Fullerton's investment regime indicator signal remains in Goldilocks, and while it may be slowly evolving toward late cycle, both investment environments can potentially sustain positive returns.